This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 10th of January. Peshawar closed day 3 of their Qaidi-Azam Trophy match against Multan on 34-1 in their second innings. Multan had earned 146-run first innings lead by being bowled out for 340. Navid Yassin and Ahsan Nazir both completed their centuries, but Sajjad Ahmed initiated a collapse of 7-69, ending with figures of 6-62. Lahore Rabi took control against Quetta, declaring on 414-4 after allowing Abid Ali to complete his double hundred, and then reducing Quetta to 213-7 by stumps. Mohammed Khalil and Adnan Rasool each took 3 wickets, with Kaiser Abbas the only Quetta batsman to prosper, ending the day unbeaten with 107. In Group 2, Lahore Shalimar took the lead over Faisalabad, for closing on 270-3 in their first innings. Opener Imran Butt made 92, with Umar Akmal ending the day on 102 not out. Bahawalpa still trailed by 25 runs after reaching stumps on day 3 on 96-3 in their second innings against Abbottabad. Abbottabad skipper Yasir Hamid early completed his century to lead his side to 337 in their first innings. Zimbabwe T20 leaders Mashonaland Eagles recorded another win, this time by the duck with Lewis Method over Matabeleland Tuskers. Chamu Chibaba hit 78 from 57 balls to lead the Eagles to a promising 183-4. Gavin Ewing ended on 72 not out of 59 balls for Tuskers in their run chase, and 102 with Charles Coventry, who made 58 off 31 balls for the second wicket. However, they ended short of their target of 174 from 19 overs on 161-5. Midwest Rhinos avenged their Pro 50 defeat to Mountaineers yesterday, with victory in a low-scoring affair today in Matari. They made only 115-9 from their 20 overs, as four of the home side's attack took a brace of wickets. However, Richard Mazanga led the way with 3 wickets, as Mountaineers walled out for only 99 in their run chase. And in South Africa, Sunfoil Series stragglers Titans closed day 1 of their latest match on 321-7 against Knights. Opener Peter Malan and Henry Davids both hit half centuries and had 118 for the second wicket. Dylan Dupree was the pick of the Knights' attack, returning figures of 3-37 from 17 overs. Leaders Cape Cobras were all out for 224 against Lions in Cape Town. Xander de Bruyn was perhaps surprisingly the man who caused the most problems, taking 5-39 from 20 overs of niggly medium pace.